What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's show is brought to you in part by White Castle. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could make your favorite restaurant sliders at home? Well, problem meets solution. White Castle sliders are available at the grocery store. Made with 100% beef patties steamed on a bed of grilled onions, they have that same one-of-a-kind taste White Castle has been serving in their restaurants for years. Pick up some sliders from the grocery store and make it a slider night. Go to whitecastle.com/DLM to get $1 off the purchase of any 4 or 6 pack of White Castle sliders. Today's show is also brought to you in part by PuroTrader. PuroTrader is like one of those travel sites that searches the web for the best deals, except instead of flights, you're searching for cigars. From everyday cigars for the casual smoker to the rare sticks for collectors. And it's all in a community setting where you can ask questions and read real reviews. Visit PuroTrader.com and use the promo code MOVIES for a chance to win a day at the Porsche Racing Experience in Los Angeles or Atlanta. PuroTrader.com, code MOVIES. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Holy crap. Wow. To keep saying hey's until everyone is seated. Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Wow, that was almost like spoken word. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California. Oh goodness, it's Tuesday, September 10th, 2019, and if you did not bring dazzling name tags to delight my esteemed guests, well, that's pretty much what I expected. Wait, that one looks like it might be good. No, I don't want to see everybody's. I don't care about whatever that is up there. I'm not interested. All right, that's all right. Patman returns. But it does seem like we do have a few. What's this one that's in a frame? What does that say? Dustin checks in, and your name is Dustin? Perfect. You don't have to change shit. All right, well, so we do have enough name tags, so I'm excited about that, and thank you for doing it. Doug plugs, this Saturday and Sunday, Doug Loves Movies and stand-up return to Helium in Portland, Oregon. 4:20 showtimes each day. Gonna be a gas Monday, September 16th. I'll be a guest on Kill Tony over at the Comedy Store here in Los Angeles. So come check that out if you can.
And Doug Lewis Movies is back at Flappers in Burbank on Saturday, October 12th at 4:20. Google Flappers to get more info. Or, you know, about Flappers in general. From the Corrections Department, reached out to let me know that Meg Ryan directed and starred in a movie that features Tom Hanks that was called Ithaca. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One knowing guy in the audience. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that notified the Corrections Department. I'm the one that set this whole thing straight. The prize bag includes a sticker and a koozie from Wise Choice Tattoo Removal in Denver, Colorado. If you're in Denver and need a tattoo removed, that's what I recommend. I got some Doug Lowe's Movie stickers, and this is kind of cool. This is a... it's called Purple Rose. It's from Purple Rose Supply. And it's this gadget where if you take a bunch of weed and jam it into it, it'll make a giant, like really super fat blunt that has a nice sweet like hole in the middle of it so that like it hits really cleanly. But also you could treat it like a cigar and just set it down for a while and pick it back up again and it hasn't all burned away. Like we know a joint or a blunt has a tendency to do. So I don't know if anybody that comes to this show is into marijuana or cannabis consumption, but just on the off chance that the winner is, they will receive that. Plus stuff brought by my three guests. It's a theme show. It's hard to pull off a theme show for Doug Lowe's Movies because of schedules that people have. But we've done it tonight, and I'm so excited for the motion picture coming out on Netflix on September 20th called Between Two Ferns, the Movie. Yeah. And I have the men. Let's keep that straight. There's only men responsible for this movie. I've got the men responsible for it. Please give it up, everybody, for Scott Aukerman, Adam Scott, and Zach Galifianakis. Here they are, bright and bushy-tailed. Just running out here.
Two people leaving as we come out.
Two people left. Like, these are not the people from Between Two Ferns that I was hoping for. Thought some of those amazing cameos would show up. But you guys are here. Thank you so much. Let's meet them individually.
Three of the alphabetically. Most handsome men in show business.
I think, didn't People Magazine just... didn't People Magazine say, let's cancel handsomest man in show business because it's a three-way tie? We can't... All right, Dan, you started it. Don't back me up on... continuing it. This isn't an improv theater. It's Scott Aukerman, everybody.
Hi. Oh, Tuesday nights at UCB, I'm back.
You're back. You used to have the 8:30 slot, so 15 minutes from now, you're going to get like a pinch or a twinge.
Yeah, a twinge
like,
oh, in my butthole.
This used to happen in my butthole every Tuesday. And then, but your butthole's been free for a while now.
Mm-hmm. And it's been open and loose.
Working on other things, including directing.
And now she's back.
You directed the Between Two Ferns motion picture coming soon to Netflix.
Yes. September 20. Worldwide.
Yeah,
I was going to mic your clap.
I said it earlier. I said the right date earlier. These people can vouch for me, or we could roll back the tape. But congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How did you, that guy Zach Galifianakis, he seems hard to nail down. Like, how'd you meet him? How'd you get the project going?
Is that a real question? You know,
I haven't introduced him yet, so the listeners can't be absolutely sure that he's here.
We'd been talking about doing the movie for probably 5 years or so, or 6 years, and two years ago we started really kind of getting serious about it and about each other. And
do you want to make an announcement?
Well, not without doing this first, Zach.
Will you be my man, husband, in addition to my wife?
Will you star in my movie? so we started it a couple years ago and filmed a full year ago, and it's taken us this long to get it out.
Yeah, because you got a post-production, probably a lot of special effects.
Yeah, this show's all about movies. You know, post-production is really, it's the last chance and opportunity you have to rewrite your film.
You know,
so a lot of fixing. You did
what's
a lot
that,
of fixing?
Adam?
I've heard some people say that you make the movie when you're shooting, but I've heard some other people say that you really make it in the editing room. Is that true?
That's, you know, when I was watching Hot Tub Time Machine 2, I really thought that they did that.
They did both those things?
I'm sorry?
They made it on the set and they made it in the editing room?
Yeah.
You thought that was made in the editing room?
Yeah, I was like, boy, they barely paid any attention during the shooting.
But in the editing room, they really, this really took off.
Labored over it.
Yeah. Really
lit up. They might have had a no drugs policy in the editing room that they didn't have on the set.
Right. Oh, yes. What?
I mean, if I'm getting in a tub to go through time, I'm going to do some drugs first. It's my policy.
Right, yeah. All three of those things, the time, the tub, and the drugs.
Isn't your policy always to do drugs first?
If there's an activity, drugs first, then the activity, yes. And that's Zach Galifianakis, everybody. He loves doing the show. He's an active participant. He... when his name is called, puts the microphone down on the table and just stands back and sees what happens. How's it going, dude?
Pretty good.
Are you, I know, you know, you contacted me, you're like, I've got to do Douglas movies to promote this movie. I'm worried no one's going to care. But what is it, are you excited about this movie coming out?
Which one? Oh, the Between Two Ferns. Yes, we're. I think it's. Really...
No, I heard Wrinkle in Time's gonna be on VHS.
It's going backwards through time to the previous formats.
I forgot about that one.
Join the club.
What were we talking? Oh, yeah, the
know.
Movie, yeah, it's coming
it's
out.
No big deal.
Yeah, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm excited, too. And also joining us, a man, he's in this movie for 20 seconds, is Adam Scott, everybody.
If it's I have a motto. If it's more than 7 seconds, I'll promote it.
That worked out for Luke Perry on 8 seconds.
I didn't promote that movie.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Too soon on Luke Perry comedy.
Yeah, apparently people don't like references to Luke Perry things anymore. What's going on? Someone
like
just went
stop.
Didn't he die, and then they go 2 seconds later, let's reboot Beverly Hills 90210? Yeah. Like, with the most exciting character just died, let's get this thing going?
Yeah.
That was the impetus? Is the first episode them all just sitting around the peach pit crying?
They did bring it up. Like, I think they had to, they shot the pilot before he passed away. And then you could tell that they had to reshoot certain scenes to insert references to him with all of them looking sad.
Was he in the original pilot?
No, he was not in the original pilot because he was doing Riverdale, so he was too busy. And they would just, I think in the original pilot, they just kind of bring him up like, oh, well, yeah, he's not around. But now they have to be like, of course, one of us isn't here. And then single on every character just going...
You know what? You knew way more about that than I could have ever hoped for. That was so exciting that you just jumped in with all that information after I just floated that stupid comment. Adam?
Yeah.
Season 3 of Big Little Lies. When does it start?
How big are the lies?
You don't know anything, right?
No.
Yeah. But I sure do love that show.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. It's very nice of you.
I just want to say, I know you're here to promote your 20 seconds in Between Two Ferns. Could the two of you recreate his entire performance in the movie? Like, could we go to a clip and it's just exactly what Adam does in the movie? Do you guys remember your exchange?
I don't know exactly what
I can recite
what
the
it is
entire movie.
Oh, well, of
so
course.
I can tell them their lines.
Because you had to sit there and watch it get
yeah, I've seen it 8 million times.
In the editing room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, in theaters. I'll rent out theaters and just watch it.
Okay, so just, and you can do the voices. Can you do both their voices in the scene?
Yeah, probably. Just,
all right, here we go.
You know, Zach and kind of squeaky and... Okay, got it.
All right, so this is Zach and Adam. This is a clip from Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Adam starts. Hey, Adam from Parks and Recreation. Shake his hand.
Oh,
thank God, because I'm so tired of talking to Hollywood assholes every single day of my life. It's so nice to actually talk to a real person. No, Parks and Recreation, the television series? All right, come on back.
I think that may fall below 20
seconds. Yeah.
Maybe even below 7 seconds, so I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
You do have something in the credits.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
He's back in the credits. He's back in the credits like Nick Fury recruits him or something, right? All right. Well, that's... I can't wait to see this movie if that's the kind of thing. That's what's going to be going on through the whole thing.
You can turn on
an
optional dub.
It sounds perfect.
On Netflix with me doing all the voices, if that's...
I'd like to hear Scott's version of all of this. All right. Prize bag. Let's talk about it. What'd you bring, Scott?
It's in the green room.
Okay. But tell us about it. Do you remember what it is?
Two books. Just a couple of my favorite books that I went to my bookshelf and I was like, let me pick my two favorite things. And I immediately saw them and was like, man, these are books that other people need to read as much as I have. Oh, here they are.
Do you want to do the reveal?
Yeah, so my two favorite books of all time. We have Questions for Terrible People and The Spartak Trigger.
What mainstream Hollywood actor would you want to play you in the porn movie adaptation of your life?
Well, that is a terrible question. Was that the premise?
No, Questions for Terrible People.
Oh, so, okay, so none of us have to answer that.
I may have received these books for free, sure, but they're just two
of my favorites.
But
they're your favorites.
They're my favorites, and I just knew I needed to pass them on.
They're still books, and reading is important, and I'm glad you brought them.
I'm just taking my first look at both of these books, and they're also my favorites.
You're free to hang on to anything that's in the prize bag.
Oh, no, it's for the winner.
All right, Zach, what did you bring for the bag?
I brought a
bunch of stuff.
A registration for a Vespa.
That's
not enough.
You're going to hang on to that?
Okay, I don't know what this is, but it was in my office, but it looks like it.
Oh, Roku. Could,
yeah.
Oh, a Roku.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
Make it have a
streaming stick.
Yeah.
Powerful and portable long-range wireless.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
4K HDR.
It's a toilet coffee mug.
Oh, look at that. It's a toilet mug.
Somebody asked me to sign it, and then they never asked for it again. So,
yeah. If you want not
and
much
this,
coffee or to take a tiny shit.
I don't really want to make a big deal out of this, but this is a book that's been in my house. And it's signed, and I'm not going to really reveal who it is to the podcast audience.
Oh, okay. Just for everybody here.
for everybody here.
It says to Zach, and it's
pretty
his,
amazing. Yeah,
it's his signature.
Wow,
that's really him. Yeah,
there's a backstory to it that I won't.
Yeah,
probably. Wow.
I hope it doesn't have anything to do with that shit cup.
And then
talk about
also my phone. You can have my phone.
You what? Your phone? Yep. Oh, all right, he's giving away his phone.
All my pictures of my children. You can have.
He doesn't need his phone anymore. Well, those are terrific items.
Yeah.
That's a lot. This is a lot for you to live up to, Adam. Books and more books.
Yeah, I
did you bring I any think, books?
I don't think I'm going to be able to follow that. This is, I just found this today. It's a party down drink, water bottle. I just can't believe they actually made promotional items for the show.
But Adam, it has your catchphrase on it, which you said you wanted to say when you got out here.
I did. And then the other thing, this is a Philly Justice hat. Does anyone know what that is?
That's like if you put the wrong thing on a cheesesteak and you go to jail because of Philly Justice.
That's right. So those are the two items.
Those are terrific. That's quite a lot of amazing stuff that someone's got to figure out something to do with. And we'll figure out who's going to get stuck with all this stuff in a little bit. But first I want to ask you guys a quick question, starting with you, Scott Aukerman. What was the last motion picture you saw in any format? Most recent movie viewing.
I saw Ready or Not in the theaters with a friend of mine, Christian Brune, is in it. It's a thriller, maybe a thrillomedy, the first thrillomedy since Arachnophobia.
What is it? Okay, I'm not going to question that, but what character did your friend play?
He played the sort of rich, snotty mm-hmm, husband mm-hmm. Of...
I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw it?
No, but that seems like a friend of yours. But yeah, he was...
You're a friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Snooty, but...
Rich.
Rich and yeah, and
yeah, Adam
kind
Bro-
of
Adam
kind
Brody.
Of over it. He like yeah. had a funny perspective on
Too high.
On the whole thing.
Yeah, Adam Brody's in it. Yeah, it's a really good movie. It's like someone's stuck in a house and everyone's trying to murder her through a game.
We almost had the director of the movie on the show tonight, but I was like, well, he doesn't have anything to do with Between Two Ferns, so I pushed him to another date.
Oh well, let me plug his movie. It was really good.
Perfect. Zach, what was the last movie you saw?
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Adam.
How was it?
It's. I think it's good. I mean, I've seen it like 13 times because it's on repeat on the house. It's good. Have you
Do you
it?
Like the whole trilogy? All of the
yeah, I've seen them all.
Transylvania movies.
Yeah, I have.
I saw the first two.
Yeah, three is good too. I mean, they're all good.
Would you like to do
Would you a really nice cast?
Would you do a part in part would four?
Would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are the hours? probably. No, I just like to watch it. I don't know.
Nigel.
I don't. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I don't know if. No, I just would like to watch it. I don't want to ruin
okay,
it.
Well, then forget it. He doesn't want anything to do with it. Fuck off, Hotel Transylvania 4. The third one was finally the one that had a subtitle. It was like Summer Vacation?
No, I don't think...
I think so.
Maybe.
Don't argue with me on this.
I don't know.
Do you know, do they take a summer vacation during it, Zach? You've seen it 13 times.
To be honest with you, I just kind of am concentrating on other things besides the plot.
Like the scene where they put on moonblock?
Well, that's a good scene.
I haven't
but
seen
the,
it.
The voice acting is really good. The voice acting is very strong in it. It's yeah. It's really good.
Lot of Transylvanian voices, eh?
Hey, that's not bad, Doug. You also like, sound like the Pope.
A Canadian vampire.
There's something coming out called Two Popes that's supposed to be really good. Adam, what was the last...
Master of the Segway.
Last movie you saw. Speaking of Two Popes, Adam, what was the last movie you saw?
This weekend I saw three movies and I can't remember the order.
The order? So you want to talk about all of them?
Well, I showed my son Jaws, which was cool. Or Chaws.
The big guy. The super big guy.
And then Toy Story 4 in the theater. And then The Secret Life of Pets 2 at home.
Where was Jaws, because you didn't specify?
At home. Sorry.
Hmm.
Also so at home.
Always at home.
In your home. Did you go from home to theater to home?
That's right.
All right, those three movies. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I definitely fuck The Secret Life of Pets. That means I would have to kill Toy Story 4 because I'm marrying Chaz. Okay. But Toy Story 4 was pretty terrific.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble with Fuck, Marry, Kill is you got to make some hard choices.
That's right. But I have to fuck The Secret Life of Pets.
I totally get it. One more thing before we get to the game portion of the show. It's called Impressionable Minds. It used to be called something else, but then I found out that title was taken. What's an impression that you're great at doing, if you have one? No pressure, but Scott sounds like he's got one ready to go.
I can do you doing Reverend Jim the one time we went to Universal Studios together.
Oh, okay. This sounds good.
Okay, so we went to Universal Studios together, and Doug used to be a tour guide there.
Was for a brief time,
so
yes.
He knows all of the ins and the outs, and he knew at least at the time the programs and the stunt spectaculars by heart. And so we went into the Back to the Future special effects program, uh-huh. where an audience member is chosen to, they don't say what you have to do, but they say, we need a volunteer. And then the person leaves and then comes back dressed as Doc Brown from Back to the Future and has to recite lines in the stunt thing. And so the tour guide says, now I need a V. And before they could even say anything, Doug shoots his hand up and is like, right here, right here, right here. And so she chooses Doug. Doug disappears.
That's how you get chosen. Talent plus preparation. plus opportunity.
I don't know what's in store. I have never been there, and I didn't know what was going on. But Doug comes back out in the white fright wig and the long lab coat and proceeds to... Most people just are, you know, regular Midwestern people who are forced to do lines and are very embarrassed. Doug decided to do a full-on Doc Brown impression the entire time, just going for it.
Marty! We've got to get back to the future!
It's perfect. Yeah.
Wow, I wish I was there for that one.
He could have skipped that whole story and just said he did an impressive Christopher Lloyd impression.
Where would you edit it?
Was it Reverend Jim or Doc Brown?
Well, I mean, it's...
What? Does a yellow.
Like they did a segment on the electric company of him doing the alphabet. Zach, let me ask you this. When preparing for a role, like let's say for the Bubble Boy, how much time He's just nodding, like, finish the question.
He's in the bubble boy.
Adam's impressed. This is the part where I say, Bert, turn it off. Let the games begin! Gentlemen, this audience has prepared a dazzling array of a dozen name tags. Maybe 20. For you to choose from.
Oh, look at that one up there over in the corner. Okay, now don't look at it.
Someone's just holding up a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Whatever they can do to coerce you to choose them. Gentlemen, please go physically choose the name tag you'd like to play for tonight and then bring it back to your seat, and they will forever be, you'll be bonded to that person. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Heinz Mayonnaise. Heinz Mayonnaise transforms ordinary foods into an unforgettably creamy experience. You may forget your coworkers' names, your mom's birthday, or what happened 3 seasons ago on that show everyone's talking about, but you'll never forget a delicious potato salad made with creamy Heinz Mayonnaise. Foods made with Heinz Mayonnaise won't just be the unforgettably creamy highlight of your week, they may well be the highlight of your 30s. Slather it on to a mouth-watering turkey club, incorporate it into your tuna salad, mix it into a luscious garlic aioli, layer it on a thick cheddar cheeseburger, or spread it on a BLT. And because of the unforgettable creaminess, hours later you'll be telling everyone within earshot just how good it was. I mean, everybody I know that loves mayonnaise loves Heinz Mayonnaise. It's their absolute favorite. So leave the boring old blah mayonnaise on the shelf where it belongs and try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz Mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups. Mayo Chip, Mayo Cube, Mayo Must, and Cranch. Today's show is also brought to you in part by our pals at Comedy Central. This just in, Comedy Central has renewed Anthony Jeselnik's podcast for another season. Anthony Jeselnik is a famous comedian and TV star. Greg Rosenthal works as an analyst for the NFL Network. They have been best friends for 20 years, and now they have a podcast where the only goal seems to be getting fired each and every week. Listen in as Anthony and Greg make fun of current events, their producer, and each other. We all know what an amazingly vicious and hilarious sense of humor Anthony Jeselnik has. Of course, he's been on this show, Doug Loves Movies, and I'll never forget the time that he said to Leonard Maltin that he was the lucky Roger Ebert. Yep, honest, vicious, and hilarious. Subscribe to the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project to find out what happens. That's the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project podcast. Back to the show.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, we did it. We're back. Scott, looks like somebody's right on brand with the name tag you chose.
I couldn't resist. It's not the most showy name tag, but it is about the movie. A gentleman named Pete made a one that is a lot like the poster for our film, and changed it to Pete Tween Two Ferns, the movie.
There you go. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. Good job, Between. I have a feeling he's between two jobs as well.
Uh,
Zach?
I don't know. It just caught my eye. It's really beautiful.
That's the one I pointed out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, not a lot of effort. I mean, he got a big piece of paper.
Yep. Yeah, he seemed to not even bother to, like, rip it off.
Yeah.
But School of Rourke, I think is what that says.
Yeah.
Yep.
In that Rolling Stone font.
Yeah, he or she, I don't know. Were you a guy?
What are you, Rourke?
Identifies male. Yeah.
He identifies as male.
Hey, me too, man.
Two males.
Yeah,
so much
two
in
males.
Common. So much in common. Adam, what do you got?
This is good.
Yeah, my person just didn't alter the name of the movie to fit their name or the podcast's name or anything. It just simply printed out the poster from Dunstan Checks In and framed it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful framed Dunstan Checks In poster.
Oh, he changed it to Dunstan Checks In. Oh, never mind.
Wait, is it the monkey's name is Dunstan?
I thought it was Dunstan.
It's Dunstan.
Oh!
Is your name Dunstan?
Yeah, oh, okay. From Dunstan to Dunstan.
Very clever,
very
Dunstan.
Good job.
From Dunstan to Dunstan, people who have checked in.
All right, so he didn't do nothing. He did next to nothing. But that
removed an N.
Yeah, yeah, he got rid of an extra N. I think it's more complicated than that. But good job. Yeah, they said to get rid of the E. There's a whole thing.
Can I ask a question? Is this is a real poster from a real movie?
Yeah, you've never heard of Dunstan Checks In?
No, I've never heard of that.
It was about a monkey, orangutan.
Yeah.
Checks into a hotel.
Sure.
There's nothing in the rule book against it.
No.
And they look. They hold him up at check-in. He just waits in the lounge area having cocktails. And
doesn't he end up getting murdered in the room?
He does get murdered in the room. And then there's twin girls that stand in the hallway.
And they dissect him, right? And they learn.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't want to drop names, but Jason Alexander's in it. Pee Wee Herman. Anyway.
Is that Brian Bonsall?
No. It's some other kid that got out of the game because of what the monkey did.
Monkey was very handsy. The original Me Too.
Dunstan checks out. All right, you guys. That's who you're playing for. I got some games. We'll see how you do. His first game is called Swift Justice. Our friend Taylor Swift, right? You guys are friends with... You met her backstage one time, didn't you, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got songs that have titles. So this game, Swift Justice, is... I'm going to read to you the description of a movie from IMDb that the film is also the title... shares a title with a Taylor Swift song. They're not related. She's not singing about this movie. Mm-hmm. It's just it also happens to have the same title. And then I'll throw in some clues at the end if you don't get it just based on the description. Do you get every one of her albums, Adam?
Not every one, no.
So like the latest one, you haven't checked it out yet?
I have that one and I have the one before, 1989.
Oh, okay.
Or no, that was a couple ago.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
89 was the tour where you went backstage and met her.
Yeah. You've been keeping track of my backstage
activities.
If
somebody meets Taylor Swift and they're not me, they go on a list.
Yeah. Did you
people get that I will defeat in some way.
Did you get the new one?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
This is like what if our show was hosted by two boring people.
No idea what you're talking about.
Instead of just one.
two boring people between two friends. Okay, so but the description makes sense, right? I'm just going to... You guys can guess as often as you like, and hopefully someone will figure this out. The IMDb description of this movie that has the same title as the Taylor Swift song goes like this. Disaster in New York. Disaster in a New York tunnel. As explosions collapse both ends of it. One hero tries to help the people inside find their way to...
Daybreak.
Safety.
Wait, so she has a song called Safety. Is that what it is?
No,
or is it
no.
Daylight? Daylight?
Yes, Daylight. Daylight.
Oh, I was so close.
Daylight. Yeah, so Daybreak was so close. That was so good. But yeah, Daylight is the song on her latest album that you don't have yet. So something for you to look forward to. Now let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Yeah, people.
Wait, that's the end of that game?
Yeah, he won that game. The crowd erupted.
Is there only one Taylor Swift song that has the name that shares?
I thought you did like 2 days of research on this, Doug.
Yeah, me too.
And you wound it up like, okay, I did a lot of work on this, and then it's over 15 seconds later.
Yeah, that's
far longer to explain the game than to play it.
Well, that's because you're so good at it. I would have had to like say stuff like it's from 1996 and it stars Sylvester Stallone, and even clues like not night but not dark but. Here's how Whose Tagline Is It Anyway works. I'm gonna say. Start with you, Adam, because you won. You did a great job on that game. You won.
Yeah, the crowd erupted.
Thanks.
You know, there's degrees of eruption.
That's what
it
you
was,
said?
It was a small... It was a small eruption, but still counts as such. I will say to Adam the tagline from a motion picture... And you will try to guess. You'll get one guess what movie that's the tagline for. And if you miss, then I'll move to Zach and then to Scott. And it goes like that. And it's very, very difficult.
Okay.
So don't feel bad if you don't know it. I'm going to put you on a timer. It goes like this. One, two. Eh! What movie has the tagline, "What if your life depended on a stranger?" Adam. No, I'm kidding. I don't even have the energy.
Was my time
keep
really
doing
up?
That? No, no. Uh-oh. What do you got? What if your life depended on a stranger?
Man.
I mean, I know this isn't it, but Room comes to mind.
Room?
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible joke.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Zach, what do you think?
Can you?
What if your life depended on a stranger?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Are we talking about the stranger, where you sit on your hand and?
What if your life depended on the stranger?
When the stranger calls, the hand is touching you from within the house. What if your life depended on a stranger, Zach? Also, a theme will emerge in this game, by the way. Let's keep an eye out for that. It's always exciting when there's a theme.
Jesus camp.
What if your life depended on a stranger? That is a great guess. Scott, what do you think?
The Hitcher?
Okay. This is a tough one. I don't expect you to know it. I don't expect you even know this movie exists. It's a motion picture called...
Why are we playing?
Oh, you'll see. It's a motion picture called The Mountain Between Us. The Mountain Between Us, starring Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. All right. Back to you, Adam.
Can't wait.
What movie has the tagline, "It took a twist of fate to make them two of a kind"? It took a twist of fate to make them two of a kind.
Okay, this one's feeling more familiar.
Okay. What do you think?
I'll
tell you, there isn't a mountain between these people.
Is it, took a twist of fate to bring them together?
To make them two of a kind.
To make them two of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Is it stuck on you?
No. No. Zach, do you have a guess?
It's a bad one. I think I'm right. Twister?
Scott?
It feels like it's a John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John movie. Because aren't those two movies, Twist of Fate and Two of a Kind?
Oh, shit.
Something like that.
Is it that Christmas album they made?
All the best Christmas albums have a tagline. So you don't have a guess?
No.
Okay. It took a twist of fate to make them two of a kind is the tagline for a movie called Two of a Kind. It was right there. All of the words.
Shouldn't you
and like
say
you
that
said,
sometimes...
it's John Travolta and yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
So we got The Mountain Between Us and Two of a Kind. Adam?
Yeah.
What movie?
What movie has a tagline? I'm just trying to figure out why this game is so long and the Taylor Swift one was so fast.
Well, the difference between the two would be one, someone got the answer right away, and the other one, no one knows the answers.
Got it.
That helps to slow it down. But there are more questions in this game.
Cool.
What's the tagline? What movie is this a tagline for? A true story of a boy and his dogs.
True story of a boy and his dogs. A boy and his dogs, plural?
Mm-hmm. Often feet are referred to as dogs. That does not help you.
I mean, there's a movie called A Boy and His Dog.
Oh, yeah. But you want to go with that?
I don't think... This was the...
Seems like a good answer to me.
Okay, I'll go with that.
No, that's not the answer. Zach.
Where the Red Fern Grows?
That is correct.
I thought for sure it was The Boy Who Fucked a Lot of Dogs.
All right, Scott, you gotta go first in this next round.
What a privilege.
Yeah. So far we have The Mountain Between Us, Two of a Kind, and Where the Red Fern Grows. This next movie, the tagline is, Welcome to the Secret World Inside Your Phone.
Angry Birds? The movie?
No.
Fuck you. Because I see the theme here.
Right? Yeah, you figured that out. What is
it? Fuck you too.
Adam doesn't know.
The secret world inside your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the secret world inside
Welcome
your
to
phone.
It.
Is there
what's going on inside your phone, dude?
What's going on?
Welcome to that world. Check it out.
Secret world inside your phone. I don't know.
Zach?
The Facebook movie? Whatever. Is that it?
Oh, so close. It's the Emoji Movie, which we all saw a bunch of times. So it's real embarrassing that we don't know it. But congratulations, Zach. You won that game.
That's very nice. Thank you. Thank you for clapping.
Yeah, between all the answers, it added up to between two for the movie. Which I don't know what that has to do with anything, but there it is. You get to go first, Zach, in our final game that will determine our winner this evening. And it's called Bennington. It's our friend Bennington from the radio on the East Coast. He inspired this game. It's based on the Box Office Mojo top three box office hits of any given individual. So I'll name somebody. We'll start with you, Zach. I'll name an actor. You name a movie you think is in their top three movies of all time.
Critically or?
After Moneymaker.
Thank you.
North American box office.
So Canada as well?
Yes. What we call domestic, and after being adjusted for inflation. So if at any point you think Gone with the Wind is the answer, that will be the number one answer. It's not going to come up. Make sense, Zach?
Yep.
Is Zach first?
Yeah. I'll go Zach, then Adam, then Scott.
Why?
Because you were looking at me like you wanted to go next.
Sorry. Chill out, Scott.
Don't be so anxious.
My pleading eyes.
Don't be, no.
Please, Doug. I want to go next.
No, we just switched. I say we, but it's just me sitting here. But I switched the order each round, and so this game
cool.
Didn't go the other way around. But, you know, who knows? It might work out for you. Also, who gets to go first each round is going to rotate as well. Okay. Zach,
mm-hmm.
The films of Donald Glover. Donald Glover. Just name any film that he was in.
I don't see anything.
We of course know him from Community and ATL on television.
Giving you the answer.
Why should I give you the answer?
Because I'm the star of the fucking movie. God, I'm embarrassed. I really do. What was it? Mystery Team.
You said lowest grossers, right?
Mystery Team.
All right, so it's your guess is Mystery Team. Do you think you can think of any Adam that might have done better than that? You want to go for number one if you can get it.
The Lion King?
It's worth 3 points.
One. I got one.
Okay.
I got one now.
Adam's going
I got
Lion
one.
King. Scott, what do you think?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay. You like that one?
Yeah,
is it good?
Great. Yeah,
am it. I out?
I still... No, you had your guess.
Okay.
And now we're going to find out how well you did. Now you get the good news. For Donald Glover, coming in at number three, The Martian. The Martian. Yeah, I know. Forgot he was in it. Is he in it? Oh, yeah. Number two, Spider-Man Homecoming.
What about Han Solo?
That's worth 2 points. You'd think it'd be up there, right? But, you know, after adjusting for inflation and whatnot, number one, of course, is The Lion King. Yeah. Who said that? Zach said that?
No, I said that.
Zach said Lion King, so he's got 3 points.
Yep.
Scott's got 2 points, and Adam, you know, hang in there. You're going to have a shot
Dustin,
at this.
Dustin, I don't know what to say.
No, Adam, you got to go first.
I mean Dunstan.
You got to go first with this next name.
Okay.
The films of Beyoncé. First initial B, last name Onse.
Well, number one would also be Lion King.
You right? think so? Okay,
oh,
that's his
wait,
guess.
Wait, is there a... Maybe not. Maybe.
Well, I don't know. I've only got it written down in front of me. I gotta keep a poker face about this.
The Austin Powers movie she's in made more than Lion King, right? Or is there another movie that I don't know about?
Why are you asking me these questions?
Yeah, I'm going to say Lion King. I'll say
you're putting
Lion
me
King.
In a difficult position. Sorry. All right, he's saying Lion King. Scott?
I'm going to say a movie very near and dear to my heart.
Right?
One of the only movies I've ever been in. Austin Powers Goldmember.
Are you in that?
Yeah.
I am.
Wow.
Like, Scott could literally say that he's got Michael Caine's back. Because in that movie, he plays Michael Caine's back.
It was a wonderful audition process. I met Mike Myers and Jay Roach, made small talk for 20 minutes about comedy, and then they said, okay, turn around.
Let's see that Michael Caine ass. And then you got the part, and check it out, you guys. It's available on demand. Just yell Goldmember.
Just yell it.
Yeah.
So at some point, someone will come over
that's
and help
how
you.
Works, yeah. Goldmember! All right, we'll help you watch it. It's not my favorite of the three. Okay, that's your answer? Okay. So, Zach, you get a go. Beyonce.
Yep. Yeah. Dreamgirls.
You got this, yeah. Coming in at number three, that's right, Dreamgirls. Zach is on the board.
Scott gave me that one.
Did he really?
He almost had. He said,
nice.
One scene, Chicago.
I'm so tired. Okay, sorry. I met the band.
Okay, coming in at number two, Austin Powers Goldmember. Two more points for Scott. Oh shit. Speaking of Scott's, Adam Scott is running away with it because Lion King is her number one.
Wow.
Wow, that movie. Ooh, that's big. That's a big movie. So Scott's the only one who hasn't had a chance to go first.
Yeah. Do all I right. get to guess the Lion King for this?
I mean, you can if you want to. As, okay. You know, it's your call. It's your funeral. The films of James Earl Jones.
I gotta go. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Okay. Adam?
The Lion King.
All right. Zach?
This is CNN.
This is CNN, the movie. Coming in, number six for James Earl Jones, Field of Dreams. Wow. Yeah. Number five, Coming to America. Yeah.
The royal penis is clean.
That's if every character had to say it.
Wait, who does say it?
Some servant, I believe. Just oh, okay. Some rando, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then everybody got a chance.
Arsenio gets one.
He waves his hand around. Number four, Lion King 2019.
Which one did you
I don't
guess?
Know which one you Adam? Meant, Adam.
I guessed the first. I didn't know he was in the new one.
Oh, okay.
You guessed 93?
All right.
Yeah.
Coming in at number three, OG Lion King. Yeah. So that's worth 3 points for Adam. And then coming in at number two, Return of the Jedi. And number one, A New Hope, Star Wars. 3 points for Scott. Still not enough to catch up to or beat or even fucking tie.
Wait, what was it?
Adam, score? Scott, we'll go over the numbers later, maybe when I've sobered up a little bit. But Adam Scott is our winner! What do we write down for, like, if we were hashtag, description of the episode, what do you think, what was the catchphrase of the episode, if you can remember? I always have a
This is CNN?
Time. Oh, yeah, that was good. This is CNN. Was it good?
It's a tie.
It's a tie. Okay.
When did anyone say that?
I don't remember that one.
The points are a tie?
The points were...
Wait, didn't he
Wait a second.
He got 3 points twice and 2 points once.
He got three,
yeah,
and then
I think
three
you're right,
more,
I won.
And then he got three more. So Adam had nine, and Scott got two, four, and
he
three.
He only got one on the last one.
What do you mean he only got one on the last one?
He got the...
One, so that's still, his total is still 10.
No.
Seven.
Yeah, but
it's a tie, let's do a tiebreaker!
Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's 7-7.
Zach just starts rubbing his face.
Yeah. That was exciting. Thank you for bringing that up, because that could have been... I hate
you. You would not have heard the end of it.
I would, listening to this. I would lose sleep over it. So it's just between Scott and Adam. So Zach, do what you're doing right now, which is just
thinking about my drive
just
home,
hanging back, thinking about what are you going to listen to on the ride home. What do you have on tape?
My sizzle reel. I have an audio sizzle reel that I listen to when I drive and jog.
All right, so I'm just going to say the name of an actor or actress, and Adam and Scott, you just yell out. Adam Scott, just yell out if you know the answer. Say it loud and clear. Whoever says the first wins. Ready? And you're looking for the number one box office draw of this particular performer, and their name is Seth Rogen.
Lion King.
Adam Scott, you are our winner. Scott challenged the results, and Adam still stepped up.
I just want to make
sure
you're
not, he's the champion.
You're not some autistic guy who can only say Lion King, are you?
Lion King. Although on that one, I did mean the 1993 one.
Oh, no.
Lion King 2019.
Oh, shit. All right, well, maybe the people whose name tags you both picked could divvy up.
No,
all
this
amazing,
is obviously Adam's win. He worked hard for this one. And,
all right, Dustin.
Yeah, come and get it, Dustin. Come and get your shit. There you go. You get that, and then you get those two items. Whatever you're going to do with them, they don't fit in the bag. He's got to walk home with all that.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, great job, dude.
Adam will give you a ride.
Yeah. I rode my bike.
Wow, are you in character for Big Little Lies Season 3?
That's right.
What else is going on, Adam? Do you have anything to plug?
Not right now.
What about Between Two Ferns, the movie? September 20th on Netflix.
September 20th
is not a joke.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Adam's seen it.
Yes. It's great. Hilarious. Switch it on and watch it.
Zach, tell us about your Che Guevara movie that's coming out.
It's also a Netflix thing.
You're taking over where Vinny Chase left off, right?
They don't get that.
Oh, no, that was Pablo Escobar.
That was Medellin.
Oh, Medellin, yeah.
All right. But same thing, right? Same plug.
Yeah.
Your final movie.
Final movie.
That's the last movie you're ever going to make?
Yeah, that's going to be Scott's fault. I'm also opening for the Bare Naked Ladies on tour. They don't know that yet. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask if I can do it.
Surprise drop-in guest on the Bare Naked Ladies shows. I like
How long
it.
Has that been in the works?
I've been
It's thinking, been.
It's been. Yeah. Damn it.
Bill Spam.
And Scott Aukerman, director of Between Two Ferns, the movie.
And Zach and I co-wrote it, by the way. As much as you can write it.
Right, yeah. There's some mad-libbing going
it's
on.
It's actually an all-improv movie. So, yeah. But yeah, watch it. Lauren Lapkus is in it. It's her and Zach starring in it. And Ryan Gall and Giovanni Linneo. And yeah. And I'm on tour. Check my Twitter for tour dates.
Comedy Bang Bang shows.
Comedy Bang Bang shows, yeah. Some new West Coast dates just announced with Andy Daly and Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus. And I wrote something in Marvel Comics 1001, which is out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate you being here. And one more time for all of my guests, Scott Aukerman, Zach Galifianakis, and Adam Scott. There's going to be a Doug Loves Movies pop-up in Austin, Texas on Friday, September 20th at 2 o'clock at the Highball at the Alamo Drafthouse Lamar location. So, just check my Twitter and stuff for more info about that. And as always, positive energy!
Thanks again to Heinz Mayonnaise. Heinz Mayonnaise transforms ordinary foods into an unforgettably creamy experience. So leave the boring old blah mayo on the shelf where it belongs and make your next tuna salad sandwich experience an unforgettably creamy one with Heinz Mayonnaise. Try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz Mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups. Mayo chip, mayo Q, mayo must, and you know it, Cranch.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him